Welcome to Soulful Insights, the podcast where we break free from trauma, religious conditioning, and limiting beliefs to reclaim our power and step into full spiritual sovereignty. I'm your host, Tandy, and I help women just like you transform their lives through deep healing, breathwork, hypnotherapy, and subconscious reprogramming. So today we're diving into a profound transformation, one that has the power to shift the trajectory of your life. We're talking about the sacred yes. Embracing this sacred yes is the moment you stop seeking permission, break free from conditioning, and embrace the opportunities that are truly aligned with your soul's purpose. What if the key to living a fulfilled, purpose-driven life wasn't found in seeking external validation, but in reclaiming the deep, undeniable truth of who you were always meant to be? What if the opportunities meant for you have always been there, waiting for you to finally say yes to yourself? What if stepping into your purpose wasn't about proving yourself to others, but about remembering who you've always been? Today, we'll explore how to recognize the call of your sacred yes, breaking free from limitations, fear, and conditioning, and boldly stepping into the life that has been waiting for you. Saying yes to yourself is more than just making a decision. It's an act of spiritual sovereignty, deep self-trust, and the path to realizing your deepest soul-aligned dreams and aspirations. In this episode of Soulful Insights, we'll explore what it truly means to embrace your sacred yes and how stepping into alignment with your soul's purpose requires you to break free from everything that has held you back. We're going to discuss the power of healing the shadow, how these unhealed wounds and aspects of yourself that have been suppressed keep you from fully embracing your purpose. We're also going to discuss how you can discover your true soul purpose, tuning into that inner wisdom and aligning with the higher calling meant for you. I also, as usual, we're going to be talking about releasing religious and cultural conditioning, breaking free from inherited beliefs that tell you who you, quote, should be, so that you can become what they believe you should. When we break free from this, you are then able to become who you were truly meant to be. We'll discuss harnessing the power of the subconscious mind. So as a hypnotherapist and spiritual coach, this is a powerful technique I teach my clients in depth to help them manifest their dreams into reality. It's a simple but profound technique to receive divine guidance while you sleep, asking your higher self and spirit guides for clarity and taking inspired action upon waking. So we're going to discuss that. Stay tuned for that. It's a really powerful technique. It's something I do myself. And I know a lot of very successful people that also use a similar technique. So I also want to discuss how to discern between the voice of your physical self versus your soul. Learning to recognize the difference between an ego-driven yes, which is kind of based on fear or feeling obligated or validation seeking, versus your soul aligned yes, which is expansion, truth, inner knowing, feeling inspired. So hopefully that, even just that little bit, can kind of help you see how to discern between that physical. A lot of people call it the ego. That's not really my favorite thing. I know a lot of people talk about ego death and all of this very dramatic sounding stuff about the ego is all bad. It's not. You need it. So I don't really use that word. I usually just talk about the physical self. And why saying yes to yourself is revolutionary. Embracing your sacred yes as an act of self-liberation and spiritual empowerment. So if you've ever felt torn between what the world expects from you and what your soul is calling you toward, this episode will help you step into the clarity, confidence, and courage needed to fully embrace the life that's waiting for you. So let's dive in. We're going to first talk about healing the shadow. And I know a lot of people talk about this
I have a little bit of a different perspective on this than a lot of people, but this is really about releasing conditioned identities and helping you understand the shadow on a deeper level. So the shadow is the part of you that holds fears, suppressed desires, and deeply ingrained beliefs that tell you you are unworthy of your dreams. It's also suppressed aspects of you that were meant to be part of your soul's purpose, where people may have told you you are too much of something, you're too loud, you're too shy, you're too something. Many people mistakenly believe that the shadow is some evil part of you, like these, you know, the part of you that wants to smack somebody, you know, when they've upset you or something. That's not what it is. That's a lot of people misunderstand that. A lot of people think it's the part of you that desires to do things that are morally or socially unacceptable. That is also not true. And I definitely will discuss more on the difference between why do we sometimes have these impulses to do things that are kind of against our nature or against who we really are. It's not the shadow, okay? And so when I'm referencing the shadow, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the parts that of you that have been suppressed that are part of your soul purpose. So the parts of you that seem to make you feel a pull to do things that are morally or ethically wrong are not even a part of your true self. They are a part of the physical condition that you have in this realm, where we are experiencing the opposite of our true nature. So this physical body that you are using to experience this realm comes with some of these lower vibration emotions, because your physical body is of the lowest vibration. But it is not an aspect of yourself that needs to be integrated. You don't want to integrate with the low vibration stuff of this realm. If you do that, it is actually going to drag you down. These are aspects of you that need to be transcended and transmuted as we integrate back into the truth of who we are. And the truth of who you are, who everyone is, at its core is unconditional love. That's where we came from. That's where we're going to return to. So anything that you've ever had a tendency to do that falls outside of honoring the dignity of others and unconditional love is not a part of your true essence. It should not be integrated. And this is the thing that frustrates me so much, is because I hear so many people talking about very toxic, low vibration traits that need to be integrated, and we need to embrace and accept these parts of us. And I'm like, no, we don't want to accept those low vibration things. They are not truly a part of you. And I cannot emphasize that enough. So moving back into the topic of healing and integrating the shadow, because I could probably rant on that forever. The shadow part of you actually develops as a result of societal, cultural, and religious conditioning. And of course, this depends on where you grew up. It depends on the predominant religious community that you grew up with. Different cultures and societies around the world have different things that they deem acceptable or unacceptable. All of this is a part of how the shadow develops. It's what they teach you, how they are teaching you to be, quote, good or obedient, how you've been taught to shrink yourself to fit into the expectations of the society you live in, the culture you live in, the religion that you live in, all of that. So I want to give you an example of a shadow aspect so you can understand what I'm talking about. Let's say as a child, you were very talkative, very expressive. You were told by adults in your life to stop talking so much, to be quiet. Maybe you were called names like motor mouth. And yes, I'm talking about myself because it's exactly my experience. But over time, you begin to suppress your talkative nature, or you become self-conscious of it, believing that it's bad or wrong because certain people didn't like it. This talkative nature is actually a gift. So for me, it took me a long time to realize that I was meant to be a public speaker. Maybe if you're also similar to me and you're very talkative, maybe you were meant to be a professor at a college, or a teacher, or a public speaker, or hold seminars or something using that gift of your voice. But because you were belittled or shamed for it, you might become lost on your path to discovering your soul's purpose because this part of you has been suppressed into the shadow. This is just one example of how powerful gifts that we have that can lead us to our soul purpose become suppressed. That's what we're looking for. We are looking to find in this shadow your power. This is why shadow work is so important on your journey to self-discovery and individual sovereignty. You need to say yes to every part of you that makes up the truth of who you really are. So hopefully that helps you understand what the shadow really is. It's not this evil part of you that wants things that are very low vibration. That's not what it is. So I want to move into religious and cultural conditioning and how that shapes identity. It also powerfully contributes to the shadow aspect of you. So from the time you were born, your beliefs are shaped by the expectations and rules passed down to you by your family, culture, society, religious institutions, anything that you've been surrounded by in your life. Many of us were taught to seek approval, follow external authority, and distrust our own inner knowing. And this reinforces the idea that your inner guidance must come from outside of you rather from within. And this can be very dangerous because you are really following other humans if you do that. You have religious authorities, usually in the vast majority of religions, these are men that have claimed religious authority, and a lot of times they spew a lot of half-truths and untruths. They don't understand you individually, why you came here, what your purpose is. They just try to make blanket statements for everyone, which can be very dangerous. It can be dangerous for some people, and it can also lead people off track of who they were truly meant to be, because we're not meant to be the same. And they generally talk in general terms, like a woman is supposed to be this, a man is supposed to be this. That's not necessarily the case either. Women are meant to be all kinds of things. And when we start making blanket statements, we can run into a lot of trouble. And when people outsource their own authority to these other humans, it just creates a lot of internal struggle, depression, and a lot of emotional turmoil, because you are not able then to live in your authenticity. Whenever you outsource your sovereignty to spiritual or religious interpretations of others, you lose yourself. You lose autonomy. And in fact, you lose your free will, the very thing they tell you that you have. You don't have free will if you've outsourced your authority to someone else. You may have heard messages like, you must submit to authority, don't question, just obey, sacrifice yourself for others, you are a born sinner, you cannot trust your heart is deceitful. These messages don't just shape what we believe about ourselves. They create deep unconscious fear around stepping into our personal power and spiritual sovereignty, which then these people lose power if we do that. They condition us to believe that our desires, our intuition are dangerous, that trusting ourselves is dangerous and wrong and sinful and selfish. But if you can't trust yourself, but you're supposed to trust this man standing up at a pulpit, really? This leads you to hesitate when your soul calls you towards expansion, towards your purpose. The problem with this ideology is it stunts your spiritual growth. Yes, I did say that. It stunts your spiritual growth. To tell you that you're a born sinner, that you cannot trust your heart. It stunts your ability to embrace your true essence of unconditional love. It teaches you that you must be rescued rather than finding the power that lies within you, and it is there. So there is actually a role that these patriarchal systems and rigid beliefs play. And a lot of it is to maintain power and control and authority over others. If people really understood the power that they had, a lot of systems would be completely obliterated. Women would rise up men would lose their power over women. That's just one example. They don't want that. And you know what's really interesting? Okay, I'm going off topic. It's fine. What's really interesting that I see, you'll see these men, they're married, they have a wife, they talk about loving her and all these things. And when she's around, you know, they talk in usually benevolent patriarchal terms. You know, oh, I respect her, I love her, whatever. But, and then they talk about like being, quote, a servant leader. You know, they say these kind of like nice terms that still essentially mean I have power over you. But if you get these men away from their wife, and I've had this happen, I've seen it. I went through ministry school. I know what these men talk like when their wife's not around. I've also been in rooms where a religious leader was speaking and their wife was not there, their family was not there. You would be shocked at what comes out of these men's mouth. Because it's all politically correct until they don't have to be politically correct anymore. Until they're in a space where they feel safe to let their true colors come out. And more often than not, they want the power, they want the control. These men get a trip off of this control, off of thinking that they're the provider, they're the spiritual leader of the home. It's frightening when you actually see what they really believe versus what they say when they have to feel like they have to kind of fit into the cultural norm. So religious and cultural systems, particularly those rooted in patriarchy, which are most of them, have long reinforced the idea that power, wisdom, and authority exist outside of you. You must sacrifice your own sovereignty to the authority of institutions, religious leaders, or religious rules. And for women, they also have to sacrifice their sovereignty to the authority of their husband. These systems thrive when people are disconnected from their own inner compass. They're afraid to trust their intuition and they're willing to stay small to avoid rocking the boat. And trust me, when you start to push back a little bit on the authority of a religious leader or the authority of a man that thinks he has power over other people in any way, it gets really interesting. All of a sudden, the true colors come out. So I just want you to realize why these systems are in place. They make a lot of money and they feel like they have a lot of power, which strokes their ego, and they become very toxic systems. This conditioning, though, affects how you say yes or no to opportunities in life. So you may hesitate to follow your dreams because you were taught that ambition is self-focus or selfish. You may fear stepping into leadership, especially as a woman, because you were told that authority belongs to a select few, namely men. You might be an amazing leader. That might be literally a gift, a talent of yours. But there, no, you're a woman, therefore you cannot have that. That could end up something in the shadow that you need to find. Step into your leadership, step into your power. It is not an authority that belongs to a select few. You may silence your true desires out of fear that they don't align with what's expected of you. There's so many of these this conditioning that silences you and makes you play small. It's time to break free and reclaim your sacred yes. To fully step into your soul's purpose, you have to recognize the ways in which these outdated beliefs have shaped your choices. Begin to unlearn them. And I know this can be really hard. Some of you may be kind of waffling on the edges of religion or leaving high demand religions. I know that's where I came from. This unraveling of yourself from these religious beliefs and conditioning can be really difficult. But you are not here to fit into someone else's version of truth. You are here to expand, evolve, and trust the wisdom that has always existed within you. Saying yes to yourself is not rebellion. It's remembrance. It's the moment you reclaim your inner authority, your self-trust, and your divine right to choose your own path. So let's talk a little bit more about shadow integration. So this is embracing the parts of yourself that you were taught to reject. The journey of self-discovery is not about becoming someone new. but rather about reclaiming the parts of yourself you were taught to reject. So from a very young age, we receive messages, whether it's from our family, friends, religion, society, like we have talked about throughout this episode, about what is acceptable and what is too much. You are conditioned to believe that certain parts of you needed to be hidden, silenced, suppressed in order to be worthy of love, belonging, or approval. The truth is, your desires are sacred, not something to suppress. Your voice is powerful, not something to silence. Your intuition is a gift, not something to distrust. So what happens when we reject parts of ourselves? The parts of us we have been told are wrong or too much don't disappear. They become part of the shadow. The shadow is not, like I said, something dark or evil. It's just an unconscious part of you that holds the emotions, the traits, and the desires that you disowned. When you ignore your shadow, it doesn't go away. Your talkativeness, all of those aspects that make you so beautifully, uniquely you, that doesn't go away. It's always a part of you. But you know what? When you suppress it into the shadow, it's going to show up in your life as self-sabotage, hesitation, fear. When you try to step into your purpose, all of those parts of you that are a part of that purpose that are in the shadow are going to make it really hard to be authentically you, because you need all of you in order to be authentically you. It's like this constant nagging negative voice that pulls you away from stepping into your true authenticity. It's the fear of being seen and the fear that keeps you from fulfilling your purpose, stepping into it. When you are told that your dreams were unrealistic or unattainable, you may struggle to trust the ambition that's inside of you. If you were taught that you needed to be, quote, humble or selfless at all times, you may have guilt for prioritizing yourself. If you were conditioned to believe that your emotions were too much, you might suppress your feelings only to have them resurface as anxiety or burnout, or you just explode in anger. It's time to stop letting the voices of others dictate who you are and how you show up in the world. You were born to stand out. You were born to be unique, and you came here with a unique purpose that no one was meant to understand but you. So, going forward, healing the shadow and removing resistance is not about getting rid of it. It's about embracing, understanding, and integrating. When we acknowledge that and love the parts of ourselves we once rejected, we dissolve the unconscious resistance that has kept us from fully stepping into our soul's purpose. So how do you do it? How do you integrate this shadow? How do you find what you've suppressed? A lot of people have done it for so long, they don't even know who they are. They don't even know what aspects of themselves are in the shadow. So the first thing that I would recommend is notice where you feel shame or resistance around certain aspects of yourself. Because this is often where those gifts, those talents are hiding. So I'm going to give you an example of how to do this process with yourself. So like I've talked about many times in many podcasts, as part of my shadow is being talkative. But also, I talk loud a lot of times. I get really animated and I talk really loud. And I also feel things really deeply. I was told I was too emotional. I talked too loud. I talked too much. I was called motor mouth. I've talked about this many times. But you know what? Every single one of those parts of me are part of my soul purpose. They are part of my authenticity. That's part of who I am. I talk loud. I talk a lot. It's what makes me unique. And they were not meant to be silenced. And I have said before, a young girl that lived by my grandma that we used to play with when we would go there when I was a child, she literally said she hated me because I talked too much. And I internalized that. And it wasn't until I was a lot older that I realized that was her problem, not mine. I was meant to be talkative. This is why I'm talking to you right now. This is part of my soul's purpose, is to be talkative. Because I have something to say. It's what makes me unique. Any part of you that is part of your purpose, a part of your gifts, just a part of you, was never meant to be silenced. And if someone has an issue of you being silly or sarcastic or talking loud or talking quiet or talking slow or I don't know, whatever it is, if any part of you is too much for someone, that is their problem, not yours. I guarantee you that some part of you is triggering insecurity in them or has something else in them that is making them not like it. It's not about you. So instead of rejecting these parts, ask what they need from you. Acceptance, love, validation, embracing. And I want you to affirm. And this is an affirmation. If you like using affirmations, great. If not, also fine. But I want you to affirm that you welcome all parts of yourself. I release judgment and embrace my whole being. And you really do need to say that in your mind. Keep reminding yourself that you are not going to judge all of these parts of you, that you can embrace them. Your sacred yes cannot be fully embraced until you stop saying no to the parts of yourself that were meant to shine. If I rejected my talkative nature, I never would have been able to touch the lives of so many people with my stories when I spoke at events. I wouldn't be speaking today, inspiring you to change, if I suppressed that part of me. I know, my podcasts are long. I know, but I don't apologize for that. I talk a lot and I have a lot to say, and it's part of my purpose. It's part of who I am. It's part of my authenticity, and I embrace that. Some people won't like it, and that's okay. This is how you embrace the shadow. Embracing all parts of who you are and show up in all your authentic glory to be who you were meant to be. So now we're going to move into discovering who you were truly meant to be. Many people spend their lives searching for their purpose as if it's something hidden outside of them and got to find it, something they have to chase or earn or prove themselves worthy of. But the truth is, your soul purpose isn't something you find. You know what it is? It's something you remember and reclaim. When you come into this realm, you forget everything. And this life is about rediscovering, remembering, and reclaiming that part of you. It's like you come in to a total forgetting. And as you spiritually connect, you slowly remember. It's been with you all along, waiting for you to remove the layers of conditioning, fear, and self-doubt that has kept you undiscovered and disconnected. So it's time to reconnect with your soul purpose. Your soul's purpose is the highest expression of your authentic self. And I'm going to say that again. Your soul's purpose is the highest expression of your authentic self, the way you were meant to create, contribute, and evolve in this lifetime. When you are aligned with it, life flows more effortlessly. When you're disconnected from it, you feel lost, stuck, and uncertain. That's how you know. When you've embraced your authentic self, when you've embraced all of you, you feel aligned. Life is flowing. You start to feel joy and fulfillment in your life. If you're not in line with that, if you feel lost or stuck or uncertain, you haven't discovered it yet. So, just like I said, the signs that you're disconnected from your true purpose, or even just from your authentic self, either way, you got to connect with your authentic self before you're going to find your purpose. So either way, maybe you constantly feel stuck, uninspired, or unfulfilled, as if you're just going through the motions every day. You feel afraid to step into new opportunities because of what other people might think about you or how you might be judged. You experience a deep, persistent inner knowing that you were meant for more. But fear keeps you from fully stepping into it. You find yourself saying yes to things out of obligation, guilt, or external expectations rather than true alignment or honoring of yourself. This disconnection, okay, so if you're feeling these things, it doesn't mean you're lost. It simply means you've been living according to someone else's version of success, someone else's version of you, someone else's version of happiness or fulfillment rather than your own. But the moment you choose to trust your inner wisdom over external expectations, you begin to realign with your true path. So how do you recognize soul-aligned opportunities? One of the biggest challenges in stepping into your purpose is learning to discern between opportunities that are truly aligned with your soul and those that are rooted in external validation, fear, or obligation. There's a huge difference. If the choices that you're making are rooted in external validation, in fear, obligation, what feels safe, this is going to keep you feeling stuck. Your soul's yes will always call you toward truth, growth, and expansion, even when it feels uncomfortable. So sometimes that yes is uncomfortable. It won't always feel easy, but it will always feel right. You will always feel pulled towards it despite the resistance. Resistance isn't a sign that you're on the wrong path. That's not it. A lot of people, before they get a breakthrough, literally almost lose everything. There's a lot of resistance sometimes. Sometimes it all falls into place, but it still feels right and you have an inner knowing that keeps you going. So let's see how to recognize a soul-aligned yes versus a physical-driven yes. So a soul-aligned yes feels expansive, it's very clear, and it's liberating. Even if it feels a little bit scary, it's liberating because that dream is your dream. That destiny lights you up, even if the path to get there feels a little bit scary. It's like a deep inner knowing that this is the right path, even if you don't see the full picture yet, but you know it. It's authentic and natural. So it resonates with who you are at your core. It lights you up. Like I said, that is so key to knowing that it's authentic to you. It's energizing. It doesn't drain you. It makes you excited. Okay, now let's look at a physical driven yes. What does that feel like? It feels forced. It feels heavy. It feels constricting, like you have to push yourself into it. It's motivated by fear, obligation, proving your worth to others, or even just it feels safe. It lacks excitement. It doesn't light you up. You may feel numb or disconnected when you think about it. You lose interest in it. You have to force yourself to do it. It may feel like you're playing a role or following someone else's script rather than truly expressing yourself. Hopefully that kind of gives you a little bit of framework to understand where you are. So now, embracing the courage to say yes to your true path. Stepping into your purpose doesn't always mean knowing exactly where you're going. We don't always know exactly how it's going to go. But it means trusting yourself enough to take the first step. Sometimes we start down a path and it moves. And sometimes the end result doesn't look exactly like we thought it was going to. And that's okay. Your sacred yes will require courage, self-trust, and the willingness to release fear-based choices in favor of soul-led ones. Every time you say yes to what truly expands and fulfills you, you step deeper into who you were always meant to be. So let's look at practices for tuning into your soul's yes. So recognizing your soul-led yes requires deep inner listening. This requires you to turn off the radio sometimes, turn off the noise. It requires some downtime. It requires learning to trust your intuition, learning to trust your body, learning to trust spiritual guidance over external expectation or fear. The more you practice tuning in, the clearer your path becomes. So here are some powerful ways to connect with your sacred yes and gain clarity on the opportunities aligned with your true purpose. Meditation and visualization, number one. Embodying your highest self is one of the most powerful ways to receive guidance. And the way that you can connect with that is through either meditation or visualization. In a meditative state, imagine yourself already living in full alignment with your purpose. This is a way that you begin to move in that direction, is by imagining yourself doing it. So try this. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, and visualize your highest self. You don't have to do this now, but it's just kind of a basic framework. See yourself embodying your soul's calling, whatever you feel like that means for you. Stepping into leadership, creativity, a path of healing, whatever that might look like for you. Pay attention to the emotions, the sensations, and the clarity that arises. And sometimes when you try to visualize, you'll find that you can't. There's resistance there. Pay attention to that. Sometimes as you visualize, it morphs into something slightly different. That's okay as well. Ask, what is my next aligned step? And then listen. Often your soul already knows where you're meant to go. You just need to get clear on it. You need to take the downtime, the quiet time to tune in and to listen. And number two is journal prompts. Or journaling. Asking the right questions. You can do intuitive journaling. I do that a lot. Sometimes you can just write down some questions to answer. That can also be helpful if it's intuitive journaling is a little difficult for you. But journaling is a direct way to uncover hidden truths and access guidance from your higher self. When you write without filtering it, your subconscious mind reveals insights that you may not have realized consciously. This is so key. I love doing this. Sometimes it will just spill out like trauma. I've had times where I've started intuitive writing and it just literally descended into like a swear fest about an emotion I was feeling. I'm like, I didn't even know that was in there. It's okay. Go with it. No filtering. It's allowing you to release things to make room for the things that are aligned for you. So whatever comes out, great. Don't filter it. If you're swearing like a sailor, great. Let it out. So let me give you a couple of journal prompts though, to connect with your sacred yes. What I would say, what would I say yes to if I had no fear of judgment? That's a huge one. What opportunities excite me but also scare me in the best way? Where in my life am I saying yes out of obligation rather than true alignment? What is one step I can take today to move closer to my soul's calling? Write freely and without judgment. The truth will come through you when you stop overthinking and you just let it flow. I love intuitive journaling. You can answer these questions, but let the answers come. And then if it shifts into something else, let it go. Sometimes people have a hard time getting into that intuitive flow. So sometimes you need a couple of questions and then it just goes from there. Also, listening to your body. It's kind of like your energetic compass. Your body is an incredible intuitive tool. It signals whether something is aligned or misaligned before your mind even processes it. Sometimes you'll feel tension somewhere. You know, they talk about the gut feeling. Some people feel tightness in their chest. Some different sensations. Just notice what sensations are going on in your body, because your body will also give you signs. So let's discuss how to feel your sacred yes or no in your body. A soul-aligned yes feels light, expansive, electric. It's like an inner pull forward. You might feel really excited, maybe butterflies in your stomach. You feel warm inside. It's positive feelings. It doesn't mean you're not nervous, right? But it's an excited nervous. It's like, this is really big, but I'm so excited. Like, it's different than something that's pulling you back, right? A soul-aligned no feels heavy. It feels uncertain. It's like a weight in your chest. There's a hesitation there. There's like an intuitive pullback. You feel disconnected. It may mean there's fear clouding your intuition. And this is where meditation or intuitive journaling can kind of help bring clarity to what you're feeling. But you may feel a lot of different sensations in your body. When faced with a decision, pause. Check in with your body. Does it feel like freedom or obligation, lightness, pressure? Your body also knows. It's like your mind and body, mind-heart coherence. Okay? That's what this is. Your mind and your body will be in coherence, either pulling you back or pulling you forward. And this is one of my key methods that I teach my one-on-one clients. And that is the ask before sleep method. And this unlocks subconscious clarity and opens you up to the spirit realm where you can receive clarity from your subconscious, from your spirit guides, from divine guidance, whatever you're looking for. And it's one of the fastest ways to gain clarity. You're tapping into the state between wakefulness and sleep. When your subconscious mind is most open to spiritual guidance and also what is operating the most. When we first get up, we first wake up, we're still kind of in like a trance state. And this is the hypnotherapist in me talking, where your subconscious is more dominant. And it's most dominant throughout the day. I mean, it is, you know, but this is just a very open state. So how do you use this ask before you sleep method? Or ask as you sleep? Before falling asleep, set an intention by asking, what inspired action do I need to take to align with my purpose tomorrow? Or whatever. What is my next step towards my highest path? Whatever, however you want to frame that question is fine. You can ask all kinds of questions here, but this is, the question goes between being awake and falling asleep. That is where the questions come. You ask the questions and then you start envisioning where you want to be, the end result. You're asking the questions of how to get there. As you drift off, trust that your subconscious and your spirit guides will begin working on the answer. Because you're giving your subconscious something to kind of work out along during that sleep. The moment you wake up, grab a journal and start intuitive writing immediately. Before the conscious mind wakes up, before it starts trying to think about other things, do it as you wake up, while you're still a little bit in a kind of trance-like state. Don't overthink, just let the words flow. You may receive clear actions, symbols, feelings, nudges towards something unexpected. It may be something that you've been hesitating to do, so it might be something like, yeah, I know I'm supposed to do that, and you get clarity on that. Or it might be something completely surprising. Just let it come. And why does this work? So as you wake up, your brain is still, like I said, in a trance-like state, making it easier to receive intuitive insight. Your subconscious mind is dominant, allowing divine guidance to come through without the interference of your conscious mind of doubt and logic and reasoning. We don't need that. That is the part of us that stops us from doing what we were meant to do. And it is a protective mechanism. We need that, but not in this moment. So that really helps to kind of do this before that logic reasoning part of your brain fully wakes up and comes online. This practice helps bypass the overthinking and connects you directly to your inner knowing and spirit team. The more you practice this, the clearer and more immediate the answers are going to come. Your soul sacred yes is already in you. It's just about tuning into that sacred yes. It's a process of trusting, of listening, and of aligning. And that is a technique that can help you do that. The more you practice the methods, the more you will recognize what is truly meant for you and have the courage to embrace it. So the next time you feel uncertain about a decision or about a direction that you want to go, try this. Your soul already knows the way. It's just your job to listen. So I want to talk a little bit about the power of saying yes to yourself. This is part of your sacred yes. Saying yes to yourself is one of the most courageous acts you can take. It's a declaration to the universe that you are ready to step into your highest path, no longer being bound by fear, conditioning, or self-doubt. But for many, saying yes doesn't feel easy. Sometimes it feels terrifying. Why? Because for so long, we've been conditioned to prioritize external expectations over our own truth. Why we fear saying yes to ourselves is that many of us, the hesitation to step into our purpose isn't because we don't know what we want. It's because we're afraid of saying yes to what it will require of us. We have fear of judgment. What will people think if I do this? If I behave this way? If I embrace this? Many of us have spent years living according to the expectations of family, culture, or religion. Stepping into a soul-aligned yes often means disrupting the status quo, which can bring a lot of disapproval from those who are used to you playing small. There's also a fear of failure. What if I'm not good enough? What if it doesn't work out? It's a common belief ingrained in many of us is that failure is a sign we weren't meant to succeed. The truth? Failure is not the opposite of success. It's the path to it. Every misstep is a course correction guiding you closer to alignment. We also have the fear of discomfort. I don't know who I am outside of my conditioning. Saying yes to yourself often means stepping into the unknown, which can feel unsettling and scary. Discomfort is a sign of growth. It's the space where your soul expands beyond old limits. These fears are not indicators to stop. They are markers of transformation. They arise when you are on the edge of something bigger than yourself, a life that aligns with your truth, freedom, and purpose. Reframing the fear. You've got to turn hesitation into expansion if you want to get to where you want to go. Instead of seeing fear as a warning, recognize it as a sign that you are stepping into something powerful. What if fear wasn't a barrier, but a doorway? Every time you say yes to yourself, you rewrite the narrative of self-doubt that was conditioned in you. Each yes moves you closer to the life that has been waiting for you. Saying yes is a spiritual act of self-liberation. It's an invitation for the universe to meet you with new opportunities. Think of the most empowered version of yourself, the one fully living her truth. Did she get there by playing small? Did she wait for permission? Or did she step into her sacred yes even before she had all the answers? Your future self already exists. The only thing standing between you and her is the willingness to say yes. When you commit to your highest truth, everything around you begins to shift. Sometimes there's resistance. I understand that. But that's not necessarily a bad thing. But as you start the energetic shift, the universe aligns with your energy. When you say yes to yourself, life responds by opening doors and closing some, introducing the right people into your life, creating synchronicities that support your journey and guiding you. There are doors that will close. There are doors that will open. And it's going to be a ride. See it that way. Nothing is bad. Nothing is wrong. But you are going to feel that pull all the way along the way. Opportunities begin to appear. Your sacred yes isn't just about the decision. It's about the energy shift that follows. The moment you claim what is meant for you, new paths will unfold. You learn to trust the unknown. You don't need to see the full path before you to take the first step. Your sacred yes means trusting that the next step will be revealed. And again, learning to discern between physical, self-driven yes and a soul-aligned yes. The physical self-driven yes comes from seeking approval, obligation, fear of missing out. It feels forced, heavy, or like you're trying to prove something. A soul-aligned yes is rooted in inner knowing, excitement, and expansion, even if it comes with some fear, because it's going to move you outside of your comfort zone. It ultimately feels right. Your sacred yes is a portal to the life you are meant to live. And every time you choose yourself, you reclaim your power, your truth, and your divine right to live in alignment. That life is waiting for you. It doesn't require you to earn it, prove it, or chase it. It simply asks you to say yes. So what are you being called to say yes to right now? That's what you really need to find. Go through a morning check-in. Ask yourself, what is my soul calling me to say yes to today? Release external expectations. Notice where you're saying yes out of obligation or true alignment. Just notice where that's happening. Make adjustments as needed. Visualization of your empowered self. Really important to know, what does your empowered self look like? Because you need to know what you need to be embracing to get there. And then say yes to what excites you and what draws you in that direction. Create a yes journal. Write down every time you choose yourself over external expectations. Write down every time you say yes to things that are going to lead you in the direction that you want to go. And then letting go of what no longer serves you. Recognize where you need to say no in order to make space for your sacred yes. This is a big one because so many of us have a hard time saying no. It's important to be able to say no to the small things, but it's also important to be empowered enough to say no to the big things, such as any relationship where you are being disrespected or mistreated. You need to have the inner strength and self-respect to walk away or set powerful boundaries. And only you know what the right choice is for you. It is time to break free from cycles of people-pleasing, over-explaining, and seeking approval. Stand in your truth and expect others to respect you. If you are unable to attend something or unable to help someone, a simple statement of being unable to do so is all you need to say. You do not need to over-explain and you don't need to give a reason. Love yourself first, and then you will be able to love others in ways that respect you both. Surround yourself with people who support your evolution and expansion. It's time to do a relationship inventory and decide what boundaries need to be put in place and what relationships need to be released so that you can live up to your highest potential and find your joy. So let's recap today. The shadow self holds the key to what you've been conditioned to suppress. But healing it allows you to step into your sovereignty and allows you to step into your sacred yes. Your sacred yes is your guiding compass that will always lead you toward your highest truth. Saying yes to yourself is an act of courage, self-liberation, and divine alignment. When you commit to your sacred yes, the universe rises to meet you. So what are you being called to say yes to in your life right now? And I want to challenge you to take one small step today, saying yes to something that aligns with your true self. Follow Soulful Insights for more episodes on spiritual healing, self-sovereignty, and divine empowerment if you enjoyed this episode. Make sure that you don't miss the upcoming ones. We have a lot coming up in the future. So imagine standing at this crossroad. One path is familiar, predictable. It keeps you in the comfort of what you've always known. The other path is uncertain, expansive. It calls you to something deeper within you. You can feel the pull, the quiet voice urging you forward. But fear creeps in. What if I fail? What if I'm not ready? What if people don't understand? Now ask yourself, what if this moment, the one you're in right now, is the invitation you've been waiting for? What if saying yes to yourself is the key that unlocks the life you're meant to live? I've been where you are. I know what it feels like to hesitate, to shrink, to second guess yourself because of fear or conditioning. For years, I ignored the call, convincing myself I needed more time. I needed more validation. I wasn't good enough. But the moment I said yes, even before I felt ready, before I had all the answers, everything changed. Doors opened, opportunities appeared. My soul aligned with the path that had always been waiting for me. That's the power of the sacred yes. It doesn't wait for permission and it doesn't require proof. It only asks that you trust yourself enough to step forward. So if this resonates with you, if you're feeling the call to step forward into your purpose, I invite you to take action today. Try the ask before sleep method. Journal on what you're ready to say yes to. And if you want deeper guidance, follow the Soulful Insights podcast for more episodes. And direct message me at Tandy Hartle on Instagram. Let me know if you are ready for powerful one-on-one guidance, because I would love to go on this journey with you. If you enjoyed the episode, share it with a friend. Your sacred yes is the gateway to your soul's highest calling. The life you desire is not waiting for permission. It's waiting for you. Until next time.